Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father Speaks on the Heart and Spirit of Fishing, page 285. Serious points about tuna fishing. Up to this point, we have learned what kind of significance there is in tuna fishing. We know there is a great future in the ocean and in ocean businesses. We have learned what kind of position and attitude we should have on the boat when we go out. We know there is a great providence behind tuna fishing. You know now how to take care of your boat and your equipment. Now you know how to really concentrate and attract the tuna to your boat, how to cut the chum and offer it. When the spiritual world looks down on you, which one will they want to help? The one who puts all his sweat and prayer into whatever he is doing, or the one who just takes it easy? So now let us look at the time when the tuna strikes and is pulling out the line. This is the time when you must be extremely careful. For the beginners especially, remember this. When the tuna strikes and pulls your line out, put the buoy on it and throw the line in the ocean so the tuna can take it away. That way you can save your other lines from getting tangled, and you save yourself from the risk of getting caught in the line as well. Once the tuna has taken out the line and you have pulled in your other lines, you should call in someone from your trinity who has experience. Then you can go and pick up the ball and fight the fish. That's the safest way. We will have a competition between the trinity groups. Please remember, when you have the tuna on your line, you have to pull the line in and put it in the basket. You must never step on that line. Don't ever stand on it. If you get that line wrapped around you and the tuna suddenly pulls, you will go into the ocean and you cannot get out. At that point, there is no escape for you. Please be serious about these points. Whenever you are pulling the line, someone else has to stand close by and put it neatly away. And never wrap that line around your hand. Just hold on to it, plainly and openly, with your hand. Don't twist it. Never bend it 90 degrees. Just let it go through your hand, naturally. The quota is usually one fish a day. So once you have the fish on your line, don't panic. Don't hurry. Just hold it firmly on the line and let the next person put the extra line neatly away. You can fight as long as you need to, for 2 or 3 hours if you need to. I have one idea about giving some prize money for the fish caught, which took the longest and safest amount of time. Maybe you can get $5,000. Whoever takes the longest time and does it the safest way can receive that money. You can share it with everyone on your boat or in your trinity. This doesn't mean that you hook the fish early in the morning and play with it all day. Some people might pull the fish up to the boat and let it hang there all day long, almost dead, going round and round, and they will just sleep. Don't do that. You must live with your conscience. When your tuna comes close enough, you have to harpoon it. If you don't do that, the tuna will say to you, "You swindler, you are not trying to catch me." And that would be true. I would really like to give this prize money. I'm also thinking it should go to a sister's boat. How about that? Is that the right way? Let's see what happens. This is a historical year for catching tuna. Here amongst you are some of the second generation of blessed children. They were recently blessed in marriage, and the tuna will come out of curiosity just to look at their face. You may not understand the significance of fishing with these blessed children, but I want you to understand this. You should think, I must do better than these blessed children and catch more tuna. On the other hand, those blessed children might think, Heavenly Father, you've got to help us. They have made the determination to become the expert tuna fishermen this summer, but I don't want you to get behind them. I already told them to have the goal of catching a minimum of 5 fish per person, not per boat. I want to know what your goal is. Have you made a serious determination as of yet? If you haven't, that is no good. Don't speak out loud, just put it into your stomach and say, at least I will catch more than 5. That is for sure. Have you made up your mind? I want to conclude by saying that we have to be really careful this year. This summer is especially dangerous. If we follow everything that I have said tonight, there should be no accidents. However, if we don't unite and do well, someone might get hurt. It might not even be one of us, but someone who just comes out to tuna fish without knowing the significance of it. Please be very, very careful. Please pray hard and put all your effort into it. Don't worry if I am here or not. These are dangerous and difficult times. There are people in the world who are very serious, and they know who I am, and they are aiming at me. For this reason, the boat is not the best place for me to be. I am fully aware of the tactics that communists and terrorists use. I have already experienced them before. Don't be concerned about my schedule. Actually, it is not easy to meet with me like this. You may just take it for granted, but many people ask to see me, especially in these times. Presidential candidates and former prime ministers, people like this, are requesting to see me, but I don't answer all their requests. Now is not the time. You should consider yourself like a buffer zone surrounding me. There was a providential war going on. Who is the commander of that war? I am the one who really understands the details of what is going on. No one in America may think so, but America needs me. In order to unite this world and begin a new world, I must be here. No one else knows how it has to be done. I am aware of this because I recognize where we are in history. The time is that serious. My hope for you tonight is that you can inherit my spirit and the purpose and goal which I have told you about. Then you must apply that in your daily life. At the end of 10, 20 years, you must become successful. Then, 30 to 40 years from now, after I've gone to the spirit world, you can say, I remember that day 40 years ago in Morning Garden when Father spoke to me, and that is why I have become so successful today. I am hoping and praying that many of you will become the person I've just described. Those who are more than determined to become that successful man or woman who inherits my spirit, please raise your hand. You have given your determination in front of me tonight, so don't think about complaining this summer. If you have complaints, there can be one day when you bring all your complaints to me and I will take them. Do you want to have such a day? No? Well then, that is even better. Is it true? You really don't want such a day? Really true? Your answer is strong and clear. Then I can trust you. I am counting on you. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.